But I am into the intellectual thing. I went to college. I studied the great philosophers, Socrates. I studied Plato. And you know, you learn the important things. Like, if you're studying geology, which is all facts, as soon as you get out of school, you forget it all, you know? Because it's just numbers and things. But philosophy, you remember just enough to screw you up for the rest of your life. You know? And you study the important, like, ethical questions. Is it okay to yell movie in a crowded firehouse? Religious questions. Does the Pope shit in the woods? I keep waiting sometime, you know. Oh. If there is a God, give me a sign. See, I told you that the... Wouldn't it be weird if you died and you woke up and you were in heaven? Just like they always told you. And everybody had wings on and pearly gates. Wouldn't you feel stupid?
Oh, no.
You mean that this is what? Oh! In college, they said this was all bullshit.
Well, I'll just come in and... What? You've been keeping records on me? Well, that wasn't so bad. How many times did I take the Lord's name in vain? Ooh. 1,000,006. Oh. Jesus Christ. We're going to get to the meat of the act pretty soon. I'm just kind of coasting here.
Hey, what do you want for $4? When I'm real show or something? I don't need this, you know what I mean? I'm a neat guy. No place to go.
More wine. Nah, it's so hard. It's so hard to believe in anything anymore. You know what I mean? It's like religion. I mean, you can't really take it seriously because it seems so mythological and it seems so arbitrary. And then, on the other hand, science, you know, it's just pure empiricism, and by virtue of, of its method, it excludes metaphysics. And I guess I wouldn't believe in anything if it weren't for my lucky astrology mood watch. College, you feel so small, you know? You go to college, you study about guys like Leonardo, who did everything. A scientist, a great painter, a great architect and designer. And you feel like an idiot. And I wanted to, you know, expand my life in the way that Leonardo did, and that's why I took up juggling. I know what you're saying. You're saying, Steve, where do you find time to juggle? Well, I juggle in my mind. Whoops. Okay. But people look at guys like the Mona Lisa. Yeah, Leonardo's Mona Lisa, and they think, oh, that's not so great. But not a lot of people know this. The Mona Lisa was painted with one stroke. You just went,
how's this?
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, okay, okay.
Excuse me, I just went to the Bahamas for a second. All right. Well, anyway, I guess you can tell that I'm into language, and language is kind of my thing, being a comedian. And if you don't have a command of the language, nothing to be embarrassed about, but because this is my profession. And let's face it, some people have a way with words, other people. not have a way, I guess.
See, I'm into language. You have to have a command of the English language. You're just nowhere. I mean, like, say you get out of college or whatever you do. You're going to go into business. Say you're going to open a bank. Now, just for an example, you've got to give it the right name. It's got to be something big and strong, like Security First Trust and Federal Reserve. And you have to name a bank that because nobody's going to put their money in Fred's Bank. Hi, I'm Fred. I have a bank. You got 1500? I'll put it here, in my white suit. White suit, right-hand pocket. Okay, you got to remember that. I got a great dirty trick you can play on a three-year-old kid. See, kids learn how to talk from listening to their parents. See? How's it going? See, this is a good one you can pull on. See, what you do, if you have a three-year-old kid and you want to play a dirty trick on him, whenever you're around him, you talk wrong. So now it's like his first day in school and he raises his hand. May I mumbo dog face to the banana patch? Give that kid a special test. Get him out. Oh, let me give you a warning, okay? I was in Paris about 2 months ago. And it was just a little vacation. It was on the East Coast. I had 7 days off. I said, well, I'll just go over there and I'll go to Paris. But let me give you a warning. If you're going over there, here's an example. Chapeau means hat. Ouf means egg. It's like those French have a different word for everything. Serious. See, you never appreciate your language till you go to a foreign country that doesn't have the courtesy to speak English. I went over there thinking, no problem. I don't speak any French. I'm thinking, no problem. English is a universal language. It'll be easy. So I get off the plane, get into the taxi, say to the driver, I dig baby talk. Okay. Have I started yet? I have. Okay, well then let's just keep going. Oh, so anyway, you go to Paris, France, and well, let's go back to what I was talking about Paris, France. I remember, don't worry. Did I say a courtesy to speak English? I said that, okay? Now, I went over there thinking, you know, oh, everyone's going to speak English, no problem. I don't speak a word of French. It's a universal language, so I'll just be able to speak English. So I get off the plane, I get into a taxi. The first indication I'm going to have trouble, I say to the driver, like to go to a hotel, please. The driver turns and goes, what? What is that you're saying? So the first thing you do, this is really dumb. You think this will help. You adopt a French accent. I would like to go to the hotel. So that's nothing. So I went out, I bought a little French phrase book, hoping to memorize little phrases, you know, can I go to the bathroom and things like that. But French is not like Spanish. In Spanish, you can sound it out. It's easy for Americans. You know, every vowel is a syllable. You go, Casa de Pepe. Donde está Casa de Pepe? But French is like, Junde le doigt. Luton. What happened? What happened? He spoke French! Help him! So the only thing I could remember was cheese omelette, you know? Omelette du fromage. I'm practicing all the time. Omelette du fromage. And meeting people, you know, hey, omelette du fromage. Finally, I go into a restaurant and go, omelette du fromage. And the problem, if you order in French, the waiter thinks you speak French. He goes, je te suis le du soir? And you go, yes. And he brings you a shoe with cheese on it. And you also told him to force it down your throat. I'll have a shoe with cheese on it, force it down my throat, and I want to massage your grandmother, okay? I finally figured out the secret to ordering food. It's all sound effects. Went into a restaurant, wanted to order milk, eggs, and ham. I'm going to go, mmm. The waiter looked
to me and goes, I beg your pardon.
Okay, enough comedy jokes.
All right,
what's your moonwash say?
Yeah, I remember when I had my first beer.